Детектив.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Who's ready for some healing? It's Monday. What are we going to do? Do some advanced medicine. Dr. Rashi Bitar. Talk metastatic melanoma. Nothing too mild, nothing too serious. Yeah, it's serious.
Say that five times real fast.
Yeah, that's an alliteration if you ever heard
metastatic melanoma.
Yeah, we've got a really great hour schedule with Dr. Bitar responding to you, the listeners. Actually, a question from Kelly. And that will kick us off next hour. But I hear we are on the first hour. I don't know where I am, Super Don. Am I at the studio? I don't know. I've been on the road seemingly every other day. Play the violin.
Yes.
Cue the violin. Wee. Yeah.
Wee. Tiniest violin in the world. Yes.
Right.
No, look, dude, you work hard. You do. You're everywhere and every place. And, you know, you're out there doing the heavy lifting, man. I just got to give nothing but kudos to you for that.
Well, we're trying to get you the heck out on the road so I can rest and not be out there, huh? Health Freedom Expo. We'll get an update on that a little later, right? We'll get there.
We'll talk about that.
See. Yeah, what else do we need to do? I mean, besides me getting on whatever zone of time that exists right here and now. I mean, yesterday was awesome. We had a live remote from a health expo in Orlando, and Paul Berrettiero was there, a former high school buddy that reunited. Victoria Strine, we talked more about her recovery from MS based on listening to RSV. So that's a cool story. You definitely want to clue into that Sunday's version. Those of you who just kick in on Monday and go, gee, was there a show Sunday? Yeah, every Sunday. and it's syndicated by GCN, and it's available to you through Natural News Radio and many other sources. So thank you for being here. We appreciate you. Now, what else? We got to start with some CBD, don't we? Well, we haven't talked about CBD in a little while. Cannabidiol. Right. Not since Ty was on the show with Carol Alt, A Healthy You, on Fox News.
Right.
And by the way, I think I'm still scheduled for this coming Saturday and Sunday to talk allergies on that show. So that's, unless they tell me otherwise, we'll gear up for an allergy discussion. That'll be exciting. But the CBD issue is big. And here's a story. And this is also, I don't mean to be Florida-centric. That's not my purpose. But if a story comes up that happens to relate to it, it's not like we chose it for that reason.
We have no control over where the news takes place, but it just happens to be in Florida. Yeah,
and this is a Fox News story. It's a national story as well. The Wall Street Journal originally covered it. And it says this, parents press for pot-based remedy for children with chronic seizures. Now, that alone is a loaded kind of headline, and it's really not accurate, because when you get into it, you find it has nothing to do with quote-unquote pot, right?
Right.
Who
and look at the picture.
Yeah, it is cannabis, but
right.
Listen, who smokes industrial hemp? Anybody? No. It's like Ron Paul saying, look, if you want to get high from industrial hemp, you got to smoke a telephone pole size. Marijuana, hemp, it's not going to get you high. Now, the story is, well, it's pot, and the parents are begging for pot for their kid. No. This is I believe it's a woman, Jocelle Delgadillo, said she has tried a host of treatments to help her two-year-old son, Bruno, cope with severe seizures triggered by a rare form of epilepsy. Now, that sentence I have a problem with. And the reason is it has nothing to do with marijuana or hemp. Cope with a seizure, severe seizures triggered by a rare form of epilepsy. You can't tell me that epilepsy is triggering the seizures because epilepsy is describing the seizure disorder. I mean, no, that's not what caused the seizure. Right there, I want to go, a two-year-old kid with seizures, I'm going to ask Giselle Delgadillo, did you allow the pediatrician to vaccinate your children? And I'll hazard a guess, if you can track this lady down and find out, because there's a number of reasons why I want to talk to her. Not the least of which is she's asking for a legislative proposal in Florida that would provide a new option. They say a marijuana extract called cannabidiol or CBD that anecdotal evidence suggests is effective for treating the disorder. First and foremost, it is not a marijuana extract. It's an industrial hemp extract, CBD, which we've covered here on the show, and we've told you how you can get it. Yes, you in Florida can get it right now. It can be shipped to you with no issue. No right. DEA agents raiding your house. It will. CBD is available. Somebody didn't tell Giselle Delgadillo.
And it's very interesting. As you said, I mean, it starts off with the headline, a pot-based remedy, and then you got the giant picture of a marijuana leaf, right?
Yeah.
And then they go in here and saying a marijuana extract. It's marijuana, 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 marijuana. When in reality, it's not. It's hemp. I mean, there is a difference.
There is a difference. Now, the thing is, though, why is this story coming out in this way? I mean, is it that they want us to backtrack and believe that CBD is illegal when it is not, when it is actually treated as a dietary supplement ingredient? It is not psychoactive. It does not. It is not THC. How many times do I have to say this? You go to hempmedspx.com right now, and Giselle, you can get some for your little boy, your little son Bruno. And they'll ship it directly to you. No problem. No permission required. Just go on there and enter the code BELL30. You'll get 30% off too. But then I'm asking you, did you allow them to vaccinate your child? Now, if I'm wrong, if we find out she didn't, okay, there's another story there. But seriously, epilepsy doesn't cause the seizure, doesn't trigger the seizure, even if it's a rare form of epilepsy. That's just the description. That there's some reasons we don't know. We're going to call it epilepsy. There's seizures in this child. What caused it? The medical community is loath to look at the real reasons epilepsy is caused, primarily outside of a head injury. And unless this little boy was dropped on his head, accidentally or otherwise, we're talking gastrointestinal damage. We're talking destruction of the lining, of the microflora, the microbiome. None of that is addressed, of course, in this article. This article is trying to make you believe that you can't get CBD, and then you have to ask for some sort of act of Congress, borderline act of God, because these people think they are God. They're playing God to try and prevent people or, let's say, have them perceive that they cannot get the things that they need for their children to heal them without permission of dunderheaded legislators listening to dunderheaded doctors who can't read the medical literature, much less acknowledge that all science is based on anecdotes, based on hearing, observing, written history, and bringing that out. For thousands of years, these things have been used.
That's amazing. You look at her here and she says, I'm praying that it becomes available here. It's our last option. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You are my only hope. You know, and when in reality, she could get it today if she wanted it, right?
Absolutely. No slowdown, nothing. Just get it in. They calling this Dravet or Dravet syndrome. They say it occurs in one out of every 30,000 births. So maybe this happened at birth. I don't know for sure. But they say the condition begins in infancy, which doesn't necessarily mean at birth. It could be any time in that infant life cycle. Hundreds of seizures a day. Do you remember when they covered the story, Sanjay Gupta, about Reed? And he was showing how that the hundreds went down to a few, to almost none?
That was a case of one particular child, and that really was the thing that turned him around. And made him look at this in a different way was because this child had been having seizures, hundreds of seizures a day. And after being able to be treated with medical marijuana, in that case, it was reduced to like one or two a month.
Yeah. Lawmakers here in Florida and in a handful of states, other states, are weighing measures to effectively legalize marijuana derivatives that are high in CBD and low in tetra. hydrocannabinol. That's THC, right? The psychoactive compound in pot. Among them are Republicans who otherwise strongly oppose authorizing the use of marijuana for medical purposes. Here's the quote from Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican chairman of the Criminal Justice Subcommittee in the Florida House. He says, I'm a converted zealot. Yeah. He said he was originally against legalizing CBD because he thought it would open the way to broader use of medical marijuana. Oh, shut your pie hole.
Reefer madness.
This is where Republicans and I part ways.
Right. Oh, we don't want medical marijuana.
Shut your pie hole.
It's the devil weed.
Right. It's fine to inject poison into children. It's fine to poison children with drugs approved by the FDA, killing them. Yet you're afraid that a plant that God created is going, oh my gosh, Matt Gaetz, shut your pie hole, converted zealot or not. I'm glad you're backing off on the CBD, but man, not impressed. Not impressed.
Yes, the last sentence here explains it all, really, how he had a change of heart. It says here, but after hearing the accounts of desperate constituents that I want to reelect me, he said he changed his mind.
That's well said, well interpreted. Exactly right. Now, this leads to another question coming from the website here at robertscottbell.com. And it goes to the heart of healing. The heart of healing that's going to be revealed intensely in my new book with Ty Bollinger. And you know it's called Unlock the Power to Heal. Unlock the Power to Heal. I've got a full chapter with scientific references on the use of silver for healing. Thank God we don't have to ask Gaetz if we can approve silver to be used. Of course, only as a dietary supplement. We don't want to be used medically as a drug because, well, the moment you tell people what it actually does and if you sell it, then suddenly it's an unapproved new drug. But we got a few questions of the day today. Please give more detailed information on how to use, the best product for, and the application of silver. I also enjoyed and learned from your videos. Please give more information. Jim, I don't know which videos. There are all kinds of videos floating around the web.
You're everywhere, man. Yeah.
And we'll have more after appearing on Fox News this Saturday and Sunday, 4 o'clock on Carol Alt's A Healthy You. But we'll get to that. I'll talk a little bit about the silver issue. Also, is science catching up with botanicals and figuring out how they work? Like the bark of a tree, could it be? We'll get to that. Also, we hear from Brandon, our teenage listener, I believe in Utah. He has a great point. He was talking about in AP statistics class. We'll get to that about the business of modern medicine. Is it errors? Yeah, we use errors every day, and they're good for us. It's the business of drugging you.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Nobel Prize winner Alexis Carroll, cell biology researcher, discovered a detoxified and nourished cell lives in a state of eternal youth. Clean cells will result in improved energy, mood, blood sugar, liver function, and skin health. Also, you can lose fat and keep or gain muscle and reduce or eliminate inflammation and more. To discover how to detoxify and nourish the 100 trillion cells of your body, call this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. 866-844-1047.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Get this information 6 days a week. Welcome to robertscottbell.com. You can sign up for the occasional email alert that we send out. Not often, and it's important when we do. And, of course, updates there, archives through GCN, naturalnewsradio.com, and many places around the web. Will the Health Freedom Express be coming to a city near you? We'll get to that momentarily. But first, I got to follow up on the silver question from a listener. Probably a new listener, because over the years we've been doing this. Certainly we've been talking about it. Upcoming book, Unlock the Power to Heal, TMBRSB, including some very detailed science related to the use of silver, understanding why I am in favor of it, why I utilize it. And, you know, to the question that he asked, you know, detailed information, what's the best product for? Of course, we know I've been utilizing Sovereign Silver for many years, and the professional side of things is Argentin 23. Why? Doesn't mean I hate other silvers, right? You know, oh, you never. Well, listen, I know the science of it, and I know the efficiency of it. I know that from the standpoint of releasing and engaging darn near 100% of all the silver to do work for you efficiently, no one's come close. Now, you might say, well, but Robert, I'm using another form of silver, and it's working fine. Fine, great. Knock yourself out with it. Maybe a small percentage. In fact, you can make colloidal silver at home, and a small fraction of the silver content will be active. That may be enough for you. But the bulk of that silver content will be in a form that will be much more difficult to bind and excrete, which is what, you know, I'm a homeopath. I focus on detoxification. I am not going to add to the metal burden of the body with any form of silver or other things. And that's why I use this hydrosol form. Now, what do we use it? What are the applications? Well, there's science is catching up to some herbs, some botanicals. We have a story in the show notes. There are links at robertscottbell.com in today's show notes about the birch bark, extracts from the birch bark tree, interestingly enough. And they're actually identifying the compounds and what they do and how they do it. And it's fascinating. Like I said, I dig science when it's digging in and asking questions and simply revealing what they find. You know, there doesn't seem to be much of an agenda in this one. And this was released on Medical News Today. It says birch helps wounds heal faster. And so it basically, evidently, when the skin cells are damaged, they release substances that lead to temporary inflammation. We know that. We've talked about cytokine storms, cell storms, fibrogenic cytokines, and they attract phagocytes, which remove foreign bacteria and dead tissue. The scientists in this study found that the birch bark extract, in particular the main ingredient, betulin, it's not a word I've used very often, temporarily increases the amount of these inflammatory substances. So it actually increases inflammation in an acute sense, which is appropriate. Although that can be painful, it's part of the healing process. And it goes into the details of how it does that, which is cool. But we also know that with silver, the trace element silver, when released in an active form, electrically charged, it will downregulate those same fibrogenic cytokine storms when they become, let's say, overwhelming and chronic. And it will upregulate the release, if you will, of stem cells locally through the process of de-differentiation and re-differentiation, which is why silver is used in burn care centers around the world, although fractionally active relative to the kind of silver I talk about and use in my own family and those that want help. So it helps to heal. So it's not that it's the only thing in the world that does that. Here we have a science about birch bark extract. That's great. And there are other substances. Aloe vera has healing properties. In fact, I'm planning to do a show on aloe pretty soon. We're working on getting that together. But the silver is really extraordinary in the way it heals, which is why I talk about driving it into the gut to heal tissue that is so inflamed in so many people, including that kid who wants the CBD or the mom who wants the CBD for the kid. Gastrointestinal inflammation, big part of the chapter on healing the gut. Super Don, we're getting ready. Ty says it's going to be ready February 1st, no matter what.
Nice. Long time coming. Can't wait.
Yeah.
A lot of people are excited about this.
They'll see silly pictures of you in there, too.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
What am I doing in there? Because you're Super Don.
Yes.
It's what happens. So silver, in terms of its use, you can use crappy silver and still get some benefit. The concern or risk of long-term use of crappy silver or silver in too high a concentration is that your body can't excrete the compounds that are produced in a lower quality forms. And those compounds stay in the body. Eventually, they're going to discolor the organs, but who gives a flip if your liver or other things are blue? As long as they function. It's not dysfunctional, in other words. But once it starts trying to get out through the skin, it can react to sunlight as it's trying to escape, and it's lodged there in the dermal layers. That is the discoloration known as argyria, bluing or graying of skin. The hydrosol form, close as you can be to the homeopathic form, you do not risk that issue, even upon daily use for prolonged periods of time with these low concentrations. Anyway, that's it for the moment. We got to take a break here. And are you ready, Super Don, for a Hail Freedom Express update? Big news, right?
Ready. Ready,
sir. He's ready. Ring the bell. The Hail Freedom Express is about to launch. And we're going to tell you where it's going first. But first, this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that carnivore be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, carnivore capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only, without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com.
Yes.
That's C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-A.com.
Let's come in. Because nobody's heard this before. Let's come in like normal, and then we'll have Tom just kind of just insert it there after the first, 30 seconds or so of us.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems?
Answer,
I am.
Yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day,
the way this works is it comes in with the all aboard, and then there's like a four count right in there, and that's where we say, you know, what is that?
And gently eliminate
toxins. Is that the Health Freedom Express? And then it kicks in, the kids go
play, remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections.
Yeah, we're just going to come in, you know, we're not really going to get anything into an actual topic, and you can just interrupt it.
Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Pro-EM-1, daily probiotic cleanse at Terraganix.com. Spelled Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime.
Pro-EM-1. I didn't realize Brian Hooker's only about 3 hours away from Ashland.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay?
I do not know. He didn't say, but I threw a teaser out there, and he guessed it, but I didn't confirm it online. But he was like, I hope it's Ashland, because that's only 3 hours away from here.
I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years.
So that's cool. I might be able to.
In fact, I wrote the book, It's Possible to Negotiate Settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear.
That's where I live, dude. That's where I'm going back.
More people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829.
It is. I mean, there's nothing really super exciting about Medford, but you don't have to go very far to see some really awesome stuff.
Settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com.
Yeah, I'm
going to
be in Ashland next month.
Taxhelponline.com.
Having some fun.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals.
See, you're talking about Central Point. You're talking about the pilot.
Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231.
And
the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge.
More than
with
I wanted to.
Of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters
for only
$39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653.
I've got a really fun story of me sneaking a desktop computer into the truck stop.
Or order online at goberkey.com.
That's goberkey.com
today.
The tables there
it's
in the
time of year again,
Subway.
And you know what that means. Cold and flu season.
It was awesome.
Don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf,
I never told you that I went all the way to Yellowstone Park to buy
power and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now,
$25.
Vitamin B3, 120 count soft gels, only $9.
Oh, because you've heard enough detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver,
and
brain.
Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128 page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
You don't have to light up, but you can get your CBD. Don't wait. Don't ask for permission where none is required. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. Friday the 7th of February, Super Don. I'll be back out on the road. Actually, it's not too far. Eustis, Florida, yep, for the event there at the Windhorse Theater.
Back on the road. Back on the road. Always on the road. Poor Robert Scott Bell. He needs to spend a little bit more time at home.
Mom's 80th birthday, though, coming up. So we'll hit the road for a weekend birthday dance party in Atlanta. So that's going to be cool.
Nice. Now, when you get home, do you look at your kids and go, you're a little bit taller than I remember?
Well, but this next trip is, you know, my little girl says, Daddy, I don't see you anymore. I was like, oh, man. And I'm just so good. Like, we're all going. It's a family road trip.
We'll have to do something.
What is that?
Hey, you know what that is? That's the El Freedom Express.
Yay! I like it. Woo-hoo! I like it. The Soul Train. It's a month behind schedule, but it's better late than never.
Well, right? That's all right. We want to make sure we do this right, and so we just had to get some things in order and get some people involved, and we can now officially announce that we do have the first stop of the Health Freedom Express coming up right after the 1st of February.
Yeah, from what I understand, it's a place I really like to go. I haven't been in a while, though.
Yeah, I put a little teaser out there, and you know, somebody did actually guess it right, and I got to give props to Brian Hooker. He just nailed it right out of the gate. I just threw a little teaser out there, and the teaser was, this city boasts the lowest vaccination rates for kindergartners in the United States. I mean, what better place to start off with than someplace like that, right? But outside of that, there's lots of other things that this particular city is really awesome for. And this is actually just a little bit over the California border. The city we will be stopping at first in the month of February is Ashland, Oregon.
Ashland, Oregon. Awesome. We love Ashland. I really, it was when we were trying to figure out where we wanted to go next, that was one of the areas high on the list. And it was partly due to what you just said. Lots of folks are awake enough to say, no more shots for our kids. And rather than
say,
oh my gosh, it's going to be a place where everybody's going to get sick and spread disease, I knew it was a place where people are more, let's say, embracing the responsibility to care for their health in a completely different way. Not looking at disease as an evidence of lack of vaccines or something like that.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's another thing going on there that, if you remember, we talked about, gosh, what was it, about a year ago, maybe two, when it was discovered that Syngenta was right in a bunch of people's backyard, literally, planting GMO crops without them knowing about it. And so we covered this story on the air when it was discovered and talked about this, and they actually have a measure coming up in May that they are trying to get the word out for people to vote on that will basically ban GMO crops in Jackson County in the Rogue Valley. And so what I've done is I've hooked up with an organization called GMO Free Jackson County. These are some people I've worked with before. And we'll be organizing some events, or interviewing some people, stopping by some of the businesses there in the community that are supporting this measure that don't want GMOs in the community, to talk to them. We'll be meeting with some people one-on-one, maybe organizing an event or two there in the city, rubbing elbows with some people. And so we're really looking forward to that, as well as talking with some people that support the jabbing your kid with a bunch of needles and vaccinating them as soon as they come out of the womb. Go figure. Yeah. What an idea. Yeah. So, that's going to be our first stop. Yeah.
Me likey. That's good. That's really good. The folks of Ashland, we do have some fans up there. There's a great co-op that I trained years ago. I don't know how long ago it was when we were out there. But good people, good organic, agriculturally minded groups of folks. How do they plug into where you're going to be? HealthFreedomExpress.com? Do they sign? What do they do?
HealthFreedomExpress.com is where you can go. Also on Facebook. And here over the next couple of days, I will be nailing down some actual locations, some interviews. Well, one guy in particular, his name is Chris Hardy, has a farm, an organic farm there in Jackson County, and he has really been active in going after Syngenta and going after a GMO-free county, GMO-free area where, you know, these guys can't come in, Monsanto and Syngenta and DuPont can't come in there and just force these guys to have to do what it is that we've covered for a long time now. Yeah. You know, these farmers that want to have the option. We want the choice to be able to grow a non-GMO crop and not have your crop next door blowing your stuff into my crops and then... I get sued and put out of business because somehow I've got your technology in my field. We've covered this so many times. And so, Chris Hardy, I'll be working with him.
Yeah, we don't want your techno CRAP on our organic CROP.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
No, thank you. So, healthfreedomexpress.com. Is where you can go. There is a tour schedule, a calendar on there where you can see where we're going to be, and I will be updating that over here, like, probably over the next week with some specific locations where we will be broadcasting from and some events that will be taking place. And, that will be the first stop. And, you know, we've got lots of other potential stops to make. And so stay plugged in there. Get in contact with me. You know, you can call us here on the show on the toll-free number. You can email me at, and actually this is a new email address I'm going to throw out here specifically for the Health Freedom Express. It is superdon@healthfreedomexpress.com. Wow. That is the email to go to me directly. And let me know if you want me to come to your town. You want the show to broadcast from there. You've got some people that you want to highlight, some people that you think ought to get out there that we can, you know, support. Shoot me an email. Let me know. And we will be in your town at some point here very soon.
Very cool. Very cool. Very excited to have the local communities featured and some hometown healers as well. And, you know, the question I have as we look at the news, though, who's looking out for you? You know, you hear like some big names. Who's looking out for you? Well, is Big Pharma looking out for you? Is the FDA looking out for you? Next hour, we've got a story. I wanted to talk with Dr. Batar about caramel coloring in your soda pop or Coca-Cola. What is that? The FDA says there's no, we'll get into that. But
that was your drink of choice when you were younger, wasn't
right?
it?
Right. Yeah. No, I went to Coca-Cola University, for goodness sake. I had to detox.
I was a Pepsi guy.
I was
on the other side of the fence.
Yeah. So no Coke, Pepsi, we change. We don't do either. So who's looking out for you? Do you think that the cancer industry is looking out for the folks who need healing or cures for cancer? I mean, you know, how many hundreds of millions to billions of dollars have been spent on research all over the world? And we have talked about the fact that these multinational, multi-billion, maybe multi-trillion, I don't know, dollar companies that can afford to do whatever they want are taking their research into therapy-naive countries, right? We talked about this before. The therapy-naive people of, for instance, India. It's cheaper to do the research there. They don't know about the dangers as much. Maybe they don't understand the concept of informed consent that, yes, this is, we're going to give you a little bit, you know, a few rupees or shekels or whatever. You might die in the process, but I know you can't eat otherwise, so, you know, we've got you. Now, here's a story about Bayer Pharmaceuticals CEO. Cancer drug only for Western patients who can afford it. Okay, that's the headline. Now, lest you think this is from some, you know, only progressive lefty organization trying to attack capitalism. This is not, because our friends on the left are often big proponents and supporters for cancer research. They love it when women lop off their boobies to, you know, prevent breast cancer, despite the fact that breast cancer is not caused by breasts. And, of course, I've offended some people out there, but if you're offended, then you probably have some semblance of a belief in this idea that cancer research is good for us, when in fact it is not, especially as it's done within the allopathic pharmaceutical pseudoscientific toxic poison community that wants to diminish your awareness that they are the cause of cancer. Those are the very same drug industries. It goes back to Rockefeller and Carnegie Foundations. It goes back to Flexner Report. It goes back to matching grants. It goes back to playing all of us for fools. The pink ribbon-wearing campaigners that feel good emotionally because they're doing something are actually facilitating more harm to be done to their fellow women, children, I suppose men too. This story, Bayer Pharmaceutical CEO, what is this all about? It turns out that, well, maybe the cancer industry is not too concerned about the poor folks of India, because they're testing this stuff on Indians, but The drug is so darned expensive that no Indian can afford to use it. And so there was a great moment in honesty. Is this actually a statement? Was this actually a statement by the CEO of Bayer? I'm reading this. This is honestly
a real statement. Yeah. You want me to read it?
Yes, I do. Because this is just, I don't even want to say it. You read it.
And as you say, I mean, it's almost hard to read this because you can't believe that this guy actually said this. But straight from the word of the CEO of Bayer, he says, "We did not develop this medicine for Indians. We developed it for Western patients who can afford it."
I'm sorry. I mean, it's not funny, but it's so true. You know, this is not
so
for you,
in other words, we will test this on the Indians. We'll put them through the clinical trials and let them deal with the side effects. And sorry, this clinical trial didn't work. He died. Sorry, but you know, and listen, you know, we just want you guys to test it. But you mean you want to actually use it? No. This isn't for you. You're just a guinea pig.
Oh man, but this is. This is the truth. I mean, it's right from the mouth of the horse's patookie, or whatever it is, saying it. The CEO admitting it. Now, it's a good news, bad news scenario. The bad news is the perception is, oh my gosh, they're not going to help us out when we have cancer. The good news is you don't want them helping you out with their remedies for cancer because their cures are worse than the cancer itself. They will kill you. But the duped, wealthy elite can suck it down all they want. Bill Gates, here's some chemotherapy for you. But leave us alone with it. Along with the vaccines that also, I believe, induce cancer. Now, your house is on fire. You've got moments to spare. You run in. What is the one thing, out of all the things in your house, that you run in to get before it burns down?
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's segment four, I think. Are we in the right place at the right time, or have I entered the twilight zone?
We just didn't hear it. That's all.
Okay.
It played.
All right.
So here, Robert, this is for you.
Thank you. I feel like I'm deaf now. I don't hear what everybody else hears. I think Tom has had some CBD too much, or maybe it's a THC issue today. I just don't know. But we got to wonder about, if your house is on fire, what do you find the most important thing? I mean, let's just assume everybody is out. You know, no kids, no animals are left behind. You know, you hear people are going to run for, like, photographs or special heirloom something that it means something to you. Well, is this a kid? Is this an adult? I don't know. This is a
Kansas man. He's described as a man, so I believe it was not a kid. At least not as far as his age goes.
Right. And he was having a burning house, about minutes to spare. He runs in because, no, I can't lose my Xbox. Xbox. What is in an Xbox that can't be replaced for a few $100? I mean, am I missing something here? Is the Xbox a code word for a safe with something that he didn't want to lose?
No, apparently he did not. Well, I like the way that they describe it here in the article. He did not want to lose his gaming relic.
Okay.
He ran into the burning house, actually suffered smoke inhalation.
I mean, he was risking death for a video game machine. Come on, man. Hey, what generation is he? I want to know if he's a Generation X or he gets excommunicated if he's our age. I'm not going to have that. I mean, you can't be part of this. I mean, even the wise, is it a millennial? Who's doing this? So obsessed that they would run in to get that?
It was unclear from reports what kind of Xbox this was. However, one assumes it must have been a relatively new Xbox One, which is the new...
Old. You're going to die getting your Xbox. Come on, man. You know, we need more teenagers like Brandon, our listener from Utah. You know, he's on the ball. I don't think he would run in for an Xbox. I don't even know if he has one, but if he had, would you run in for that, really? Here's a question of the day coming through. Hey, RSB, just want to bring up something I find interesting. In AP stats today, I think that was Associated Press. That's Advanced Placement Statistics.
Mm.
We talked about type 1 and type 2 errors, not diabetes, but errors, which in medicine are basically false negatives and false positives. Then our teacher said that we definitely want less type 1 and more type 2 errors in medicine, or in other words, less false negatives and more false positives. She said, this is the ideal in medicine. And Brandon adds, it sounds to me like a great way for pharmaceutical companies to maximize their profits. Brandon, yes, spot on once again. And
nice.
That's the point. Errors are part of medicine. And I don't mean accidentally. They're on purpose. Look at HIV tests. The entire test is an error. Every reading is an error, but it guarantees billions, perhaps hundreds of billions, would be transferred to the pharmaceutical industrial complex on a windmill tilting exercise in futility, unless your attempt and successful at poisoning susceptible people, whether they be from minority communities or the homosexual community, convince them that they're going to die without the drugs that are going to be the thing that kills them, not the HIV that can't be detected from the test that they call HIV test. Or let's say HPV test, same scenario, an HPV shots. And the PSA test, which has gone supposedly by the wayside, but they still value the numbers, when the prostate-specific antigen is not specific for the prostate. But it could be more specific to indicate deficiency in selenium. So, Brandon, keep at it. We love you and appreciate you. Keep spreading the good healing word that we are spreading here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And if you want to increase your selenium levels, as we all need to do, call up Jonathan, choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Also, a shout-out to our friend Stephen Hewer, One World Way, the cleanest protein product on the market, according to labs.naturalnews.com, oneworldway.com. Enter Southern Way or call them up. And let them know, this month in February, it's going to expire coming up. So get it now. Next hour, Advanced Medicine Monday, Dr. Rashid Bittar, metastatic melanoma. Also, caramel coloring. The FDA says, don't worry. What do we say? What does Dr. Bittar say? You're going to find out next on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a non-profit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.